It's the Overstood Podcast. Let's get right into it.
Cover and protect us, Lord. I pray the next man in my life will be my husband. I pray he loves me, leads me, guides me, reassures me. I pray that he holds me. I pray that I have everything I want and need in him. I pray he will love me the way you love me. Your love is unconditional. You are the way, the truth, and the life. In you, there's hope. Lord, you say, love is patient. Love is kind. It is not envy. I believe in this.
All right. This is the Overstood Podcast. And I am your host at Explicit Lyric.
Stephen Knowles in the house.
The Necessary Cohen.
And it's your boy Fonzo.
Yeah, and we are the Overstood Podcast Relationship Edition.
Hey.
And what you just heard was Sierra's prayer. Let's get right into it. Y'all ready?
Absolutely.
So there's been talk about Sierra's prayer for how long? For years. Ever since her and Russell Wilson been together. I think it's the contrast that she was with Future, who was just, you know, pretty much womanizer, to going to this man who like worships and cherishes her. So all the ladies wanted to know, what was Sierra's prayer? They finally got it.
And they got it. And I think she did a good job highlighting where she was in that mind state. And if anybody listens to Summer's Walker album, that prayer was needed to wrap it up. It ended the album perfectly because you saw the trauma in the album, and it took you to where you had to be mentally to ask for or to go to God like that and pray like that. And the stuff that Sierra was saying in her prayer, I felt that. I can't relate to it today, but I relate to it in my past. So I felt it. I thought it was a nice way to put it into words.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
Because we don't know their relationship.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, I mean, why this is cool that she put this out there because everybody was asking for it, we don't know their relationship.
That's true.
Because we all got qualms. We all got issues. It's going to be some stuff that I hate about my husband. It's going to be some arguments, all of that. Like, we don't see that. We only get to see what they put in front of us. So what they put in front of us is them being this happy and, you know, more fortunate and loving couple.
Okay.
Behind closed doors, that could very much so not even be the case.
So you're saying Russell, it's possible Russell is still a, could potentially still be a Future, but they just have a good PR rep.
I agree 100%.
I'm not necessarily, like, we know he not Future. And I won't even say I know, but he definitely don't come across that way.
Is he Tiger Woods?
See, I mean, and that's what I'm saying.
Could be. Tiger Woods.
Come out later that he got 75 white broads that he fucking with behind Sierra back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
My thing is, don't discount when you was with Future, though. You chose to be with him, and you knew who he was when you got with him.
And your music was better.
You don't listen to Sierra. How you know?
I mean, she got her bangers, but y'all probably sure y'all listen to more.
I'm just saying, Body Party was a great vibe.
Exactly. But you knew who you was getting with when you got with Future. Am I correct?
Everybody is a season in your life. They teach you something. So
I agree.
You know, I guarantee Future taught her something or made her realize something within herself.
What the hell she wasn't going to put up with no more.
Shout out to Bow Wow putting Erica Mena on the map.
Oh, wow. That was, wow.
Where did that come from?
Because we were saying, I think that Future put her, she was good, but after her, when she got with Russell, just like her, she came to the whole family situation, and she came who she is. But then, like.
No, wait.
I'm sorry.
You know what this is? This is because you don't follow her. Because you're not a fan. So you're a football fan. So you know who Russell Wilson is. So to you, Sierra became who she was because of Russell Wilson. And that's not how that worked.
Okay.
Sierra was who she was before she was with Future and before she was with Russell Wilson.
I agree. So not sidebar. We had a conversation before about Jay-Z and Beyonce. Remember that?
Okay.
Who needed who? And you was like, Beyonce was already where she was before Jay.
Indeed. They were already at the top of their game.
But I don't think necessary that Russell needed Sierra. I think Sierra needed Russell.
I agree. He didn't help her music career. She doesn't have any music
she still
out.
Ain't got no music
but
out.
I don't think career. I don't think he needed her as well.
I don't think he needed her. I don't agree. Cause guess what? I wouldn't know who he was.
He was a superstar before he got with her.
If you follow football,
I hear you. If you're not, but as women and not football fans,
I wouldn't know who he was.
I wouldn't know who he was.
So we're going from two different sides of the track, though.
No, but this is what you need to understand. So I don't know Sierra personally, but I'm going to say this like I know her. I grew up with her, right? So I watched her from high school, right? Blossom. I saw her make mistakes. I saw her in relationships after relationships after relationships after relationships after relationships. And
like it wasn't that many relationships.
No, it was.
Publicized relationships.
So. Public. This is what we know of, okay. Right? And so in my thoughts, I'm looking at that and I'm like, okay, wow. This is what we talk about that we want when we become an adult and we grow up and we become a family woman and you settle into that more calm life.
Okay.
And you become this version of yourself that appears to be better. So when they talk about Sierra's prayer, what did you do different? It's not really the prayer. What did you do different? And show me what you did, because this is the American dream. As women, we're taught we want to be a wife and a mother, and you want this la 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 perfect life. And it appears that she has that. Yeah. And so the question really is not what did you pray for, but how did you do that? How did you get here? We watched you. I was doing the same thing you doing. How you got it and I don't? Teach me.
So I think in that instance, you know, just growing up, you tend to learn that you can only tolerate certain things from certain people. And you're not going to tolerate from certain people.
Okay.
You know, my wife, I'm not going to tolerate certain things from her. You know, yeah, you know, it's a difference, but... You know, just dating somebody, you know what you want and you know what you don't want. So you lay that out on the line.
And it's a learning experience.
Yeah, you got to be honest.
It's a learning experience. But my thing is this. The fact that women was really like, I need to know what Sierra prayed for to get her a Russell Wilson. Like, girl, why? Because, and then this is what I said on Facebook. I said, most of you bitches is out here talking about you wanted a Russell Wilson and you done passed up six of them. Because he was lame, because he ain't have enough of whatever it was that your high ass standards that's more than what the hell you got was looking for.
You want and Future to act like Russell?
Exactly. And on top of that, you ain't Sierra, man. The fuck? You out here asking for a Russell Wilson and you ain't even Sierra? You don't want to take care of your nigga. You don't want to make sure he good. You don't want to cook. You don't want to clean. You don't know what she doing to keep him happy. Out. So everybody worried about how she got him and how she bagged him. What do you think she doing to keep him happy?
Same dude is working at the post office right now. Same dude working at the plant.
I mean, it is.
Working for DC.
I don't know. A lot of them, you know, a lot of us be out here on some bullshit. A lot of women be out here on some bullshit too. So you got to be honest. But, you know, if you find a person and y'all have something, you got to make, you know, do what it takes to make it grow, especially if y'all care about each other. So
I just want to say I don't want to say I got a Russell because I feel like we was together beforehand, but I guess for the context of this conversation, I'm gonna say I feel like I had a Sierra's prayer moment and I got me a Russell. So I mean, that's what it is, what it is.
I hear you, girl.
Salute.
I don't want a Russell. I like my Steve.
Yeah, I got a Fonzo.
I don't need a Russell. Like Russell, like again, If I was privy to the inside and out of a relationship, then I could be like, okay, that's the kind of man that I, you know, might have prior to Steven wanted. But I don't know what the fuck going on in their house.
I mean, remember when Will and Jada was ghosts?
Right, exactly. Will and Jada was ghosts for how long?
But
everybody wanted a relationship like Will and Jada.
That last comment she made me think that she might be for the streets. So you might be right.
But come to find out, they've been fucked up for years.
Yeah.
He said it. He said they've been fucked up for years.
But was he saying that he couldn't please her sexually, or they just had?
That's not what it was. She said that wasn't what it was. Apparently, they've been on a spiritual journey apart from each other for a few years now. So even with the whole August Alsina thing, allegedly they was split up when all this was going on. So this wasn't even so. But in the public's eyes, Will and Jada was like the power couple. Mm-hmm. So now to find out that even them, they've been having all these issues. What Cedric the Entertainer say on Barbershop? Martin Luther King was a hoe. I mean, I'm saying.
Right.
We look up to these people, but then they got idiosyncrasies that we don't know about.
They do.
So we looking up to them and going, oh, I want a relationship like that, but we don't know what's going on. Now I want a relationship like the one I got. I don't give a fuck what's going on in nobody else's shit.
Facts. And that's why I'm just, from me, I try to really be transparent when I'm around my people, because I don't want you to ever think that a marriage is great every day. And a lot of times the problems that we have make it better.
Facts.
I mean, literally, like every fight that we have, it can be as intense as it want to be, or intense as it wants to be. But the very next day when we good, we at a different level of good. Like our good is better. Then when we fight again, it's not going to be the same exact fight. It's going to be a different fight. But then when we get over that, we're going to be on a different level of good. And I try to show that to my friends, my family, and even strangers, just so people don't think it's fucking roses and butterflies all the time.
Yeah, you know? And it's not. Like, one thing y'all women need to learn how to do is apologize more.
Oh, we're not doing that today.
Cause
I apologize.
It takes. It's like pulling teeth.
Credit? No.
It's like pulling teeth to get.
No, Vanessa. When I'm wrong, sometimes. I will apologize.
Fonzo, I think
I'm big on accountability.
I agree. She does apologize, or I apologize. You know, when we have our disagreements, you know, we apologize.
What are you?
Some women don't. A lot of women don't.
I apologize.
Next topic.
You don't apologize.
Next topic.
Oh.
What that meme say? If I know I was wrong, but you come home, I'm gonna be naked in the bed, tooted up with some.
That's how she apologizes.
What meme is that?
I've seen that.
That's how she apologizes.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm huge on accountability.
You hungry?
That's how you apologize.
Hey, I saw you got those shoes.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
that is funny. No, I'm big on apologies. I will apologize.
You know what? He was right.
That is funny. But look, speaking of apologies, what do y'all think about the baby?
I don't have no baby.
DaBaby. DaBaby. DaBaby.
So, do he
owe her an apology for trying to put her out of his crib?
It's his crib.
Hey.
He ain't put his hands on her.
Hey. Sometimes you gotta go. You know what?
But her brother, not to cut you off, her brother was trying to boss up on
online.
Mm-mm. And I guess he was doing what he was doing. But who is he anyways?
I've never heard of him.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never heard of
The brother?
The brother. Yeah, he bossed up online. Like
the brother bossed up on DaBaby?
The brother bossed up on DaBaby. Oh, DaBaby. Oh.
No, but okay, here's my thoughts. We, as women, put all of our emotions into these men who never committed. Put all of our feelings into men who never actually committed to us, and we think that their actions show their commitment, but we really got to pay attention to their words. And then it becomes the man's fault, because you understand that your actions connect with us emotionally. So if you giving us girlfriend behavior, we go feel like we got girlfriend privilege. And then you go try to put me out as if I ain't the girlfriend. And I got a key.
So
that's
my
house.
You're not going to like what I got to say.
Nah,
yeah,
bro.
I disagree with this.
You're not going to like what I got to say.
It's okay.
I've never fallen victim to that. Part of that is because I'm a words of affirmation love language. So I listen to words first.
She is too.
I'm a words of affirmation person, so I don't give a fuck how many actions you give me. Your words have to back them up, too, I and vice versa. Your words must be followed by action. They work hand-in-hand with me. So if you're not telling me that I'm your girl, but you doing everything, I'm still not assuming that I'm your girl. I'm forever unassuming.
Why am I meeting your mama?
Because at the time, you was the one that he wanted to meet you to meet.
Why do I got a key?
You had a key at the time because he knew your schedule.
Why you buy me a crib by your house?
He He knew your schedule.
Why you give me a closet in the house?
Did you read every story that they put up or something?
yes, I did, because I felt that in my heart. 3 years, you playing with me. You playing with my emotions, bro.
What I'm saying is that, did y'all make a commitment?
So what do you mean? Him and Danny Lee was together for 3 years?
Kicking it for
3 years?
Yeah.
She said for the last 3 months they had been together because of the baby.
Right.
The baby had the baby.
No, they had been kicking it for like 3 years.
Yeah, it's all kind of pictures of them online. So, I mean,
why play with me? Like, bro.
I mean, he did the same thing to his kid's mom when they was like.
But Vanessa, devil's advocate, you ever did that to a dude? You never dated a dude or kicked with a dude, and y'all never had a commitment, but you had other people you were seeing?
Okay, I never led somebody Facts. On.
No, what's leading on, though? I don't understand what leading on.
I ain't never kicked it with a dude without the expectation of me making that dude my dude. I've kicked it with a dude for a year, like I'm over a year, and I thought I was his girl because I thought.
Separate situations. Nah. You never took a guy dude number on a Monday. Y'all talk 90 days later, 6 months later. You still talking to the same dude you met, but you gonna kick with dudes after him.
Yeah.
That's
not the same thing. He ain't have a key to my crib. He wasn't driving my car.
And that's still not leading on, though.
No, what she's saying is she didn't lead him to believe that he was her man. In which case, that's what the baby did. Yeah. Like, I've been in situations where I've kicked it with dudes who was honest. And was like, I ain't looking for no relationship. I walked away clean from a dude who I was kicking it with. And because he said he didn't want a relationship, and then eventually I caught feelings. I ghosted him because he said he wanted a relationship. I ain't gonna back you into no corner. I mean, I'm not about honest. To stick around and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Either you gonna be with me or nah, none of that. So once I started feeling like I was catching feelings because we were doing everything like we was in a relationship. I was with him all the time. He was with me all the time. We was on the phone all the time. We was partying. Like, when I tell you, it was like we was in a relationship. But he was honest. He said he didn't want a relationship. So I ghosted him once I felt my feelings coming out. I bailed.
I just feel like dudes say that to protect their feelings, and I can change his mind.
See, I ain't never been that girl.
And
I believe you. I believe 100%.
That's a problem. And that's a problem for many women.
That's
you
can't a lot of women. Mind. A lot of women probably feel like.
But
that
how many times you met somebody, Janice, and that you guys have a? We just gonna keep it lightweight. We gonna chop it up, but then. You find yourself calling him, he finds himself calling you, and y'all start going on this path.
And we're in love.
But then y'all, you know.
No, you in love.
Right. But then somebody.
And now he got to accommodate because you done caught feelings.
And now my feelings hurt because he not.
Or you might be the one that he feel like, oh, I can take to this barbecue because she cool. She ain't ratchet. And then, oh, I can take to my people's house because
she
cool.
You got me making your plate in front of your aunties.
But you don't know that I was with. Shanaynay the day before and Shaniqua, but it don't matter because we don't got no commitment.
But then your mama watch my son.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you getting
that's a little bit much, bro.
I'm saying,
that
like,
shit struck a nerve. You emotional.
I understand where she coming from, but still, y'all.
But then, when I met Fonzo, he had been married already. You know what I'm saying? So he said, I'm never getting married again. I don't want to have no more kids.
I didn't say I wasn't going to date before. I mean, after that, I said I wasn't going to. I didn't want to get married at the time.
Again, he said that he didn't plan on getting married again. He didn't want no more kids. These are two things that I said I wanted. And then at the end of the day, I feel like I can change his mind.
It wasn't a change my mind thing.
Keep a nigga, baby.
Right. <She's> sorry.
No, it wasn't that at all. But I mean,
I trapped you.
No, you did not.
Friend of the court.
They say tricks off for keys. She got
no.
Four of them motherfuckers.
You want friend of the court?
No.
Cheaper to keep her.
Hell no. a woman made that saying first of all, but it wasn't that. You know if you like somebody.
Yeah.
A person knows if they like somebody. So, you know, we started talking, and I got interested in her. And I wanted, you know, I wanted her to be my girl.
He was intrigued.
I was intrigued.
He was intrigued.
She was intrigued at first.
My thing is, there are instances where men...
You change.
Yeah, I believe people can change. But I also believe in listening to a man when he tell you that ain't what he looking for. If that ain't what he looking for, run. Because he could also be the type of guy who feels like... And people say this all the time, which I don't believe this is an accurate statement, but people say all the time, I met the right person at the wrong time.
Yes, I've heard
so,
that.
you know, it happens. And it means
it happens.
This girl is the one, but I ain't ready to settle down yet.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
But in that instance, you didn't meet the right person at the wrong time. That person ain't for you, because.
You can't really say that.
That person not for you. Y'all not in the same space.
If I would have met my husband.
The person that's for you is in the same space that you in.
If I would have met him, let's just say 3 months earlier, it would have been we wouldn't have been talking today. I met him when I was supposed to meet him. He would have been the same dude,
right.
Still cool. I'd have been still me, but we would have been, it would have been two different mindsets.
But you didn't meet the right person at the wrong time. There's no such thing.
We just didn't meet when we were supposed to.
I won't even say that.
You
met at the right time because it was for you. Yeah.
No, well, so
if you meet somebody who you feel like is a compatible match to you, somebody whom you if you're not willing to change and be that for that person, that ain't the motherfucker for you.
But so cut when you
because if it was, you would be ready right then. Like
once
this
again,
is the one.
There we go. Oh, you have to.
She's shaking the table.
A person has to be willing to change for a person if they like them. If you see any interest in this person, it's something about them that makes you want to do something different.
Right.
And so, I'm sorry, I heard you trying to talk about.
No, I was saying so when you had. Callie, you was in a different place, so if I came along at that time, you weren't thinking about that.
But I wasn't. This is my point is that, yes, before I had Callie, I never wanted to be married. It took for me to have my daughter to feel like, okay, I understand what marriage is about and the family life is about, and I want that. I want a family life. I don't want to just be a single mama out here. You know what I'm saying? Raising this kid by myself in a single parent household, even though I could have done it. But this is what I'm saying. Had I met you when I was on some I don't want to be married shit and you wanted to be married, then you wasn't for me. Ooh. Ain't no such thing as the right person at the wrong time. You wasn't for me. Now that I met you after the fact, you was for me because you was looking for what I was looking for. People are honest about what they looking for. True. And that's my point.
You said just listen to them.
Yeah. You don't get to be like, if I would have just met you 5 months ago. Like, no, fuck that. Don't string me along because that's what happens, right? So then the guy, he string you along because you a great girl. You a great catch. He don't want nobody else to have you, but he ain't ready for you either for real.
Correction, guy or girl.
Or girl.
Yep.
He don't want nobody, he or she don't want nobody else to have you because you a great catch.
So
which is fucked up.
In that same regard, so basically it's like non-girlfriend doing girlfriend stuff, thinking it's going to lead to them becoming an actual girlfriend. So what's the difference in a girlfriend doing wife stuff with the hopes of potentially becoming a wife? So should women be, or should the expectation be for you to do things and show a preview of what life will be like if you're elevated to this other level?
I believe so.
Or should you preserve some things?
No.
No.
That's the same as a man. No. You being with a man and him helping you out on some of the bills that you have. It's the same thing.
If a man said, I like you, right? But you're not my wife. I'm only going to spend money on my wife. You're going to diss his ass immediately, right? Like, I'm not fucking with him. He not spending no money. Like, no money. I only spend money on my wife. Girlfriends, we can go for ice cream, some coffee, or some shit. But I'm not
$40.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but define what's girlfriend stuff as opposed to wife stuff?
Piece of paper.
What you just say?
Piece of paper.
No,
it's not.
No, I'm not.
Oh boy.
I'm just piggybacking what you're saying. Like, if you show women or men, just like Fonzo said, or you just said about I'm not paying no bills because you're not my wife, right? So does that encourage the woman to want to be his wife? Does it encourage the man to like hurry up and marry him? If who you are is who you are, if you feel like you're gonna cook for the dude, make sure he got lunch, that's what you're gonna do.
The basics.
If you're gonna,
but that's the point right there.
So is that the basis, or is like, okay, if she cooked, then I know how she can cook. But if I come over and she says she cooked and the food ain't great, that means she can't cook, but she attempting. So I'm saying, is that wife stuff?
So what is wife stuff?
What is wife stuff? That's what I'm asking. What is What is wife stuff? What is
so
husband stuff?
So you hear people say, and I mean it's subjective because you'll hear people even say like, I ain't giving no nigga head till we get married. What? You sound stupid. I'm not cooking and cleaning for no nigga until we get married. I'm not doing no laundry till we get married. Like, it's subjective. So it depends on how a woman feels like these are wifey duties. You know what I'm saying? For me, though, I feel like if I'm going to be with a guy, I'm going to be 100%. This is who I am. Like, if you got to hold back who you are because you're not his wife, then you're not being you. You're not being true to yourself.
So the type of stuff that I think about when I think the difference between a wife and a girlfriend, I think about not speaking from me personally, but from what I see, that's when the joint bank accounts start happening. That's when the shared credit stuff starts happening.
Now, that's marriage.
Right.
No, we talk about wife and girlfriend. That's marriage. Okay. Marriage
You saying wife potential.
I'm saying like at what point.
Wifey duties.
So wifey duties.
Right.
Okay.
Wifey duties. Not like joint accounts. That's marriage. That's us becoming one. That is the entity.
I think when you start dating somebody and, hey, I get off work late, I'm going to leave you a key to get in. A woman's not giving that key back. That is open signs.
I had a nigga who ain't give it back.
Oh, so that's open signs. when a dude or a woman offers you the key, that's open signs. Okay, I come and go as I please. Ain't no, I got to call before I come over. At that point.
Right, but what do that got to do with being a wife or
so
a girlfriend?
Then when you start doing that, that opens you up to like, hey, you coming over tonight? Or when you get off, I'm cooking. That's what opens the door to next step.
I got it. So if y'all do not live together. Okay, I can see this. Okay, so let me draw a picture. You don't live together. But she got a key to your crib. So this your girl.
Yep.
Okay. Y'all dating exclusively. This is your girl. You at work. She comes to your crib. You need your laundry done. This ain't your wife, right?
Right.
So, but she did your laundry.
She
did your laundry. She cleaned the house up. So you come home to a good smelling house. Laundry done and folded and put up. Woo.
She's showing her potential.
She's showing her potential.
And then she cooked dinner.
Yeah.
And then made your plate, not on a paper
that's
plate.
All wifey
wrapped
that's
that
all
up wifey's and put it on
but
the table
ain't
for you.
Back though. She not holding back.
Woo, let me tell you. That right there. If we stayed together, sure. But at your house, that's a look. I don't know.
That's showing your worth and your potential.
Yeah.
So to me, if this is something that you would be able to maintain and keep up, it is who you are. It is what you should do.
Or what you like to do.
Because don't do it to get in good. All I'm going to do is laundry because when he come home, he going to love that shit. And then he going to be like, oh, baby wifey material. And nah, we done got together and the bitch don't wash no clothes.
Exactly.
That's a whole
that's
fucking problem.
Too,
oh,
that's,
my
that's
God. Don't be calling me out.
Hey.
Do not be calling me out.
Look, I'm bitch too because I ain't washing no clothes.
Hey, Fonzo.
I wash all the clothes. He don't wash shit.
I made sure before, it wasn't even his house. Before he came over to my apartment, I knew what time he would be there. I made sure as soon as I got home, I sprinkled that carpet duster stuff with that smelled like fresh linen. Yep, every day. Vacuum. And then made sure all the pillows was fluffed. I cooked dinner. He by 6 o'clock when he got over there, boom, bed made. House always spotless when he came over. He like,
can't get her ass to make our bed for nothing in the world today.
I played them roles good. I'm like, bait and switch.
But that's a representative.
So
what I'm talking about is
who you are at core.
But if you gotta hold back who you are, that's a problem. If you don't cook and you don't clean and you don't do that shit, then don't do it.
Don't do it, right?
Because it's gonna be a nigga out here who gonna appreciate that shit. He's still gonna love you regardless of the fact.
He doesn't know your limitation or what you.
But if it's who you are, don't withhold it because you're not his wife. Because what he's going to fall in love with, here's my thing, and everybody on this panel should be able to relate. When you get married, the idea is not that things are going to change. The idea is that I love the way things are. That's why I'm marrying you, and things should remain the same.
Facts.
There's no way in hell that, we boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't cook, I don't clean, but then when we get married, now I'm cooking, now I'm cleaning, and whatever it is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I should be doing that before.
So
you already know what you signing up for.
I agree. So if we're dating, and I like you like that, like, I'm going to give you all of what I want to do as the same as if we were married. So our sex life should be very minimal. just so it could be like, what did you say no for?
That's
I mean,
if that's who you are.
I mean,
maybe Fonzo could contest to this. Old timers in the plant, what they always say when you get married, what happens?
That's sex stops.
Sex stops. That happens more times than not on a lot of relationships. Why is that though? Why do women say?
So this is for a whole nother podcast. No, I'm not. But I'm gonna touch on it.
No, it's funny because though a lot of women say, I got the kids. All you do is go to work and come home. You ain't got to do this and that.
I will say this is like one of those.
We ain't gonna do that today.
No. I'm just saying. I'm not bringing it up. But what I'm thinking about this one, this should be like.
This a full podcast.
With a panel, other people.
Yeah, other people.
We need to do a round discussion.
We need to have this, a round table discussion. Because we need to get all the men thoughts on this and all the women thoughts on this. Because I guarantee all of my dogs have something to say about this.
Hey, all I want to say is.
So let's do this. Let's do an all male. You find you a friend. We're going to do an all-male version of that. And then you find a friend. I'm going to find a friend. We're going to do an all-female. And then the four of us will come back and regroup. It's three podcasts we're going to do. Ooh. They don't have to be long. It could be 30. It could be 30 to 40.
You know what? You can do the same day, 15-minute intervals.
Need longer than that.
Yeah.
If you're going to talk for 15 minutes on your own.
Let's do this. Let's do the men. The women.
Yeah.
And then all of us. All eight of us.
So we would have to record that.
Somewhere. We can do it.
We have to figure that out.
But we can set it
at the table out there.
Yeah, we got to do that.
This is too congested.
We can do it at
the table out there.
Y'all trying to fight. It's not a fight. It's a real discussion. That should be right there, a come to Jesus moment where we can all lay it all on the line. And we can lay it all on the line, and I think it's
a great question to ask. Yeah. But to get us back on track, though, what we talking about now? Because we gonna talk about that. We definitely gonna talk about it. It's a great question because it happens in a lot of relationships, and it's a lot of reasons why, and it's a whole lot of dialogue behind it. But to get us back on track on what we were talking about, though, as far as wifey versus girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So, how many girlfriends have you had where she did everything that you was looking for as like what you would want as a wife?
I can't answer that because when you single and you date, you don't let them get too far ahead. Only certain women lead themselves from others.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's the ones you gravitate to, the ones who show that extra, that show that initiative, and that you want to say, hey, I'm getting off work late. I left a key. Then that's the ones you segregate. So, two, three.
The key is how they win
the
you
key,
over.
That key, the key is,
everything.
No, the time is because even if you're doing your own thing, like I know if your schedule 9 to 5.
I ain't had no key to your shit.
If your schedule 9, because you didn't like the decor of my home, because my home was the guy code.
Okay, all right.
So if you work midnights and I give you a key, I know you at work.
How many keys you gave out in your life?
Right. A couple. Right. All the hoes had.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank God you didn't give me no keys.
But I'm saying, if I know you.
Sound like I was different.
If I know you work a bank of hours, 8 to 5, and I work midnights, you can have a key all day. Because you know what? If I'm kicking it with a chick at plant, I'm coming home with her. Because I know you going. You ain't coming over. You're not walking into the house. That's just, I mean.
So you never gave women the opportunity to show you that they was wife material.
I did. The ones I did, I limited what I was, my outside extracurricular activities. So I did. Maybe one or two had a key.
At the same time.
What kind of extracurricular activities?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I played the fifth.
But I'm saying, you know, you date women, you date guys, you know, eventually you got an apartment somewhere, you see enough to, hey, I left a key for you, or I'm getting home late.
Okay, but answer the question, because how many women actually showed you that they were wifey material?
They, I don't know, a couple, but I can't answer that honestly because
okay,
I don't know.
Fonzo,
outside of your ex-wife and your current wife, have you ever dated someone that you thought had the potential to be a wife?
Yes.
And what was it that she was doing that made you feel like that?
Pretty much everything that a girlfriend should do without the title.
So was she clean?
She showed the initiative.
Was it just
that's what it is. She showed the initiative. She showed me that she liked me.
Didn't wait around for you to take her out, call.
So the question is, this is what we're getting at. Because this is what women want to know, right? We got two guys on the panel. This is what women want to know. Should they go that extra mile to show you, like, hey, I'm wifey material? Or does it get them absolutely nowhere doing that?
No, it gets some places. And you want me to do certain things. I want you to do certain things. Show me you can be what I need you to be. And I reciprocate those things.
How does a boyfriend play the husband role then? Because everybody always talk about the girl is supposed to hold back because she not the wife. But what does the boyfriend hold back because he not the husband?
Men normally don't. But it's two-way communication.
So just not to cut you off, Steve, but we don't have a chance to. Because if we...
You're going to the next dude.
We don't spend the money on you.
You're going to the next dude.
We don't take you out. You know, we don't shower y'all with flowers. You on to the next one. He not the one, girl. So y'all don't even give us a chance to even get there. But that's not necessarily husband stuff.
That's boyfriend stuff.
So wait, I'm going to bring up one topic, and me and Vanessa have, like, very, very different views on this. There's this post on the internet, the girlfriend's birthday. He told her to come over to his house, and he was going to cook dinner for her at home. Mm-hmm. She didn't like that thought.
Because she wanted to go,
out on her birthday. Mm-hmm. Little did she know he had plans for her to go out, for him to take her out.
But he was trying to surprise her.
So she messed it up.
But you got to finish the rest of it. She said, are we going out? He said, no. But I didn't have the money to take you out, but I made dinner for you here, and then when I get paid, I could take you out where you wanted to go. She was like, well, I already talked to my coworkers. They'll take me out. I come see you tomorrow. I ain't want to be in the house on my birthday, and she don't like surprises. So then he texts her a confirmation. He got mad, but then he texted her confirmation of the restaurant that she wanted to go to.
No. He didn't get mad. He was pretty much begging in text messages, like, right, babe, please just come over.
Right, but at the end of it, he just sent her a screenshot of him making reservations already in advance. He was just trying to surprise her. He had bought her outfit and some stuff, and he wanted her to just come over, get her dressed, and just take her. So had she just went over there, it would have been cool, but at the same time, she like, oh, baby, no, I'm going to come over there now. But I feel like, why play games like that?
Well, yeah, I think he went about that the wrong way.
But in my mind, this is where he's playing a boyfriend role and she's playing him like he's a side dude.
I agree.
So there's no way in the world if that's not true. That's how you make me feel.
That's not true, because there was other ways to get her over there.
Yeah.
I was there other ways.
Because he could have said, hey, I got something else for you or whatever. I got a gift for you. I need you to come get it from my house.
Oh, no. He definitely said that.
No. But he told her, I didn't have the money to take you out. In her head, that was the truth. He was being honest. So I don't want to sit in the house for my birthday. I'm going to go out with my friends. I don't think that was ungrateful or disrespectful.
But it was a surprise, and I
feel like he fucked up, because his excuse to get her over there was,
you should have played it with her. First of all, you know the type of girl that need all the details. So you should have played. You didn't plan it well. It was a great thought. It was a great idea. Failed execution. I didn't like how he went about it.
But her
reaction was.
I didn't like her reaction either.
I think it's 50-50. He played it differently, and her reaction showed her hand the whole she was. My opinion.
That's my thought.
Husband stuff, and she was over there just being a girlfriend.
So, like I said, it's 50-50. He could have been around like, hey, before you go out, stop by here first. Or, Yeah, like, I have something set up.
Right, because even after she said that, like, hey, well, my coworkers are going to take me out, he could have been like, stop by here first, and then you go out with
but coworkers. But then, so it goes back to who's more important, her coworkers or her dude.
Facts. Nah, that's not true. Her birthday was more important. She knew what she wanted to do for her birthday, and he couldn't provide it. Apparently, she had already told him, I want to go out for my birthday, because she said, I didn't want to sit in the house on my birthday.
But guess what? If he was your husband, where would you have been?
I'd have been at home.
So, right, so that's the difference.
Goes back to what I'm saying. So she showed her hand. To my opinion, they both showed her hand. He could have played it differently, get me wrong.
He definitely could have played that. But again, his excuse was
poor. I think his feelings probably was too much involved. But again.
Yep. If I'm your girlfriend and you call me and say, hey, I know it's your birthday, but I didn't really have the money to take you where you wanted to go, so I'm going to cook dinner at home. I'm legit going to be like, well, hey, I, you know, explained to you before, like, I didn't want to sit at home. So you can meet me at the restaurant where we going, because I'm going over here with the coworker. I'm your girlfriend.
That's not what he said. So, okay, so let me finish explaining. So he said, he was like, I bought you a nice gift. I set up something here at the house.
After the fact?
No, this was before. He was like, I bought you a nice gift. He was like, I set something up here at the house. So these are all small details that were left out.
Oh, so he's came.
She should have came.
And worst case, came over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have came.
But then, like,
because that actually sounded like maybe he got a chef or something.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah. But then he was like, if you want to go out, he was like, just like my birthday was Monday, we're going to go out this weekend, you know. So you can go out. Yes, we are. You can go out. He was like, I can take you out next weekend, but I have something set up here at the house for you, and I bought you a really nice gift.
And I was like, oh, that's so nice. But then she like, well, I told you this is what I wanted to do for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, but she was wrong for that.
I think on both ends, why play games?
Yeah, if this is my boyfriend, and I mean, it also, it's a lot of variables, a lot of factors that go into it, because how long they've been together, you know what I'm saying?
It was like 6 or 7 months.
So six or seven months, they still representatives. They ain't even boyfriend, girlfriend.
And you don't know, on her birthday, she get crazy. She probably a Leo. It's all about her. That's what I'm
saying. Six or seven months, yeah. Both of their representatives are still showing up. Like, they ain't even let go of the representatives.
But in the end, he did. He sent her everything. He's like, I bought you a gift. He showed her the gift. And she's like, oh, babe. So he wasn't answering the phone.
And he, like, blocked my number.
Which I agree with.
I can't blame him.
I agree with. That's you. You pretty much chose
she was
the streets over me.
She was dead ass wrong. I agree.
But I think that was a really good example of the difference between
husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Because at the end of the day, with how she responded, is she projecting somebody of what you would want as a wife? And then I don't like her. I mean, I thought it was thoughtful of what he was doing, but
he went about it the wrong way.
Right. Or that was just two people that wasn't for each other, because to somebody else, to me, he should have
known. Yeah, he should have known what type of girl she was. So if he knows she don't like surprises, for one, did she say she don't like surprises?
That's what it is. It goes back to an effort thing. That's, you know.
But you gotta. It also goes back to the fact that they don't know each other for real yet.
If
so, and in 6 or 7 months, again, I'm hell bent on the fact that in 6 months you still don't know a motherfucker.
Didn't y'all get married in 6 months?
We got engaged in 6 months, bitch. Get it right. We didn't get married.
What I'm saying, when people say they don't like surprises, that's hogwash. Because if somebody surprised you with a Maserati, I ain't talking about you in a bow tie, you taking it.
You about to get me a Maserati?
You don't like surprises. So when people
can surprise me with a Maserati.
People don't say they don't like surprises. They do like surprises. It's point blank and motherfucking period.
But I mean.
Everybody likes surprises.
I like surprises, but I'm not good at getting surprised.
Here's the thing.
She doesn't
people
like
don't
me keeping
like surprises when they know there's a surprise coming, for the most part. Don't tell me you got a surprise for me. Just fucking surprise. Like, if I don't know it's going down and then you just show up with some shit that you know I always wanted, then of course I'm gonna be grateful and excited that the shit happened. But if you tell me, oh, I got a surprise for you, I fucking hate for people to do that shit, because now I gotta sit and anticipate what it might be. What did he do?
Gadget.
You know what I'm saying? And now I'm like, is it a birthday party? Because I don't want a fucking birthday party. I hope he's not throwing me no birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I agree with that.
So it's a difference between having a surprise for somebody and they just flat out don't know, and then telling somebody wrong. I got a surprise for you. Like,
so I'm gonna give an example on that one. For Vanessa's birthday, her brother was coming in town. She didn't know nothing about it.
Pure surprise. Pure surprise.
You know, her Inspector Gadget ass didn't hang up the phone and heard me talking. That like, I got to pick your brother up from the airport. You know, she like.
But he just picked my brother up. He picked my brother up from the airport and said, hey, I got
to
pick
your
brother
up
from the airport. Talk to my brother. And I'm like.
You see what I'm saying? Like, why you ain't just hang up the phone like
exactly,
you always do?
Nosing.
That wasn't. Come on.
Yes,
well,
yes,
when you got a nosy
yes,
ass,
she
like,
was.
When it comes to you.
Hey, bro, she ain't never pocket dial you and you just listen a little bit longer, see who's going here. Hey, Janice, here go your panties.
We all done that.
Hey, Janice, here go your panties, you stupid. Okay, so I got a question. So did I do, what was some of the things that I did in the boyfriend-girlfriend stage that were things that you were looking for in a wife?
Domesticated. You like, hey.
You used to say that a lot. Like, I can't believe you're this fucking domestic.
Write that word down.
Lunch.
I cannot.
We dated. I did my thing. You did your thing. But we was you were domesticated to the point where like you got when you get off work you eat different stuff like that or come over little fed stuff him. Like that.
I feel.
Okay. And you work so food is important to you.
So I was on afternoons at the time and when we started talking it was good it was domesticated, but I didn't like you clowned my single pad. It was great. The court was A1.
Dude, his bachelor pad
like
was.
You said the thotties liked it though,
girl.
But so
you had that full time in the living room.
Before she came over, before I come over here, let me guess. You got brown, and I'm like, dog.
I was like, you got a bunch of earth tone shit in your house, right? That's, let me guess.
I painted my condo. I was like, you
and that's
tell me
exactly
nothing.
What it was. I walked in like, told you.
So she. A big part was she catered, she cared, and she cared about your nourishment.
Yes.
Making sure that you stayed well, made sure that you stay well nourished after work, made sure that you were mentally and physically together.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't, that was the thing for me is like, you know, you can date women, you can date men, but, you know, some people separate themselves from others.
You felt safe in her care.
Yeah, I felt safe.
You still feel safe?
Yeah, I still feel safe.
That's great.
I didn't feel my cars were safe outside.
What?
Because the neighborhood she lived in, and she had somebody that stalked her. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
The neighborhood I lived in? Wait a minute. He made that sound like I lived in a hood.
First
of all,
like,
I've always been in the burbs. I was in a brand new fucking house.
I'm like, oh, you ain't.
My house was all of 3 years old when I met you.
You had them over there off 96.
Yeah. Talking about the neighborhood I lived in. What? Bruh. Like, I lived in
no, you, you did
East
tell
Detroit.
Me. They've been stealing cars over here lately.
No, they stole some tires.
Park your car in front of the camera.
Look, they wasn't stealing cars.
That's where you had the Camaro. Yes.
Wait a minute. Look, they wasn't stealing cars. They stole a couple people's tires. They ain't steal the whole car. They stole a couple people's tires.
We stayed around. Wait. We stayed around the corner. They got us a couple times.
Look, and they was all Ford. Somebody, I came outside, and no lie, it was like four Fusions in the neighborhood. All four of them bitches was on bricks.
Hey, Fonzo.
They hit them all in the same night.
She had to change the Ring doorbell range. Okay, let me change the door.
I said it so that it was around his car, so that if any.
Oh, my God.
So he would park in that little section right there. Right. So where the Ring door, you know how you can set the little.
Yes,
yeah.
Man.
So I set it so that it was around his car. So if anybody.
You gave him a parking spot.
I'm not used to that.
That's cool.
And I had to put the Camaro in the garage because I had to clean out the garage, put the Camaro in there. But at F-150, he parked.
The only time he ever cleaned anything.
Oh, wow. So I want to ask you the same question. What was wife like beyond me beating it into you?
The fact that every day you would rush home to clean up, and that was your representative, because I can't get you to fold my clothes for nothing in the world now. It's just crazy. But no, I'm just joking.
Yeah. This bitch don't wash clothes to say her motherfucking
no,
life.
No, she'll wash them.
So
she got
them
drawers from last week right now. Those them bitches out the dirty clothes.
Her
okay?
Her representative right here, she washed clothes, but she don't iron shit.
I don't.
So wait.
She never ironed. I'm like, dog.
So wait.
I'm a girl.
So
wait. Clothes.
Vanessa, she like, all my clothes are form fitted. I don't have to iron
shit. Exactly. Yeah. I throw it on.
But that is a bad habit because Donovan picks up that shit.
No,
I'm the only person. I iron my work clothes.
But
now Donovan cares about it. But I mean, I iron everything. I iron
if
my
shirt.
You don't
finish answering the question.
Oh, okay, yeah. She would.
She would, nothing, bitch.
No. She would rush home. She would clean up. She would actually cook. Now, you know, I
can
cook
more.
Can
you please?
I'm still, I just answered it.
He did. He said you would cook something.
But he's saying now, though, cut.
Oh, no.
I'm just versus, you know.
No, we're not doing versus.
We're not doing now? Uh-uh. Okay, we just, all right. So,
doing
yeah.
past. Pre.
So, yeah, the way she would rush home just to make sure everything was straight before I got there, that was interesting
big.
To me.
It was big.
Because I said he's a king, right? And a man.
No, she saw how I kept my house, and it was like,
I
want to
make
sure.
What about right now, though? What happened? She just.
No, she still does.
I'm getting there.
She still does.
Me too. Like, real talk.
I got a lot more space. I ain't used to that.
I'm not even going to front. I personally, my house used to be spick and span spotless. And now, like, life happens. Shit. I work 2 full-time ass jobs. Still got to be a wife and a mom. Like, bullshit. Because what do you clean up? Exactly.
That's the topic we're going to say when we had a men and women panel.
No, ain't no topic for the men and women. Like, bruh, understand. He don't clean nothing. I'm still responsible for this whole house.
So we got a board up. Everybody have their own zones that they're supposed to clean up. I clean up Vanessa's zones because I clean up Vanessa's zones.
That was delegated to towels only and dishes.
So wait, I will. So that is the only thing.
He can't
thing,
wash nothing but towels because he'll fuck the laundry.
That is the only thing that I will fold in our house.
He will only fold towels.
And my t-shirts.
Because it takes 2 seconds to fold towels.
I know, ain't that petty?
Yes. Yeah.
And
so
I
guess we're on the same page. Like I can't wash nothing else. So when the other clothes get piled up, don't yell at me. I can't wash nothing but towels.
Here's the thing.
I wash clothes. But I don't fold them bitches. So it'd be like 6 baskets of fucking clothes just sitting there.
All you need is a good Netflix series.
So wait, when I first met Vanessa, she washed all her clothes in the same stuff.
Oh,
so the whites and the colors and the just throw them all in the washing machine.
I had to teach my poor baby how to properly wash clothes.
First of all, my mama was still washing my clothes when we met, so I don't understand why he's saying that. But the bottom line is, now today, so I'm learning, the rooms that we have touched and put our own touches on, those rooms stay clean.
As soon as the room
is done, then it becomes the standard to keep it clean because you want to still stay looking done.
Yeah.
And right. So if you want the house cleaned all the time, let's finish the freaking house. That's all I'm saying. Room by room.
She said cut the check. That's what she said. That's all I heard. Baby girl say cut CTC, my nigga. Cut the motherfucking check.
I just work 12 hours a day. I don't want to cut the check every time.
Hey, she said cut the check so she can finish what she's trying to do with her decor.
I'm on the phone. I really appreciate that conversation because a lot of times, you know, we hear you. And then, you say it in your vows, like, I met you, you love my life, and all this other stuff. But really, it's those qualities. Sometimes we need to revisit what got us here so we can keep it going.
You did it as a girlfriend, but not as a wife.
No, that's not necessarily true. Because, I mean, everything that I was doing before, I still do. But you got to understand that as we grow and our lives continue to, you know, expand, some shit going like, we need to hire a cleaning lady again.
I gained weight because you stopped cooking.
let's talk facts.
Wait a minute. Now, we might get divorced out of this conversation, but facts. I gained weight because you stopped cooking.
I didn't stop.
She doesn't cook as much.
No, this nigga don't be home. We had this conversation last podcast.
Stop cooking.
So
it ain't that. So he called me the other day. He said, well, this was what, maybe two, three weeks ago. He was like, man, when's the last time you cook? You don't be cooking nothing. And I said, bruh, I cook every day. He was like, when? I'm like, you don't be here. That's the problem.
So he don't like leftovers?
No, the issue is this. So I'll say, he'll call me and be like, hey, what you cooking? I'll be like, oh, I'm just going, it's chicken in the refrigerator. I'm going to cook some chicken. oh, you know what? I'm going to stop at Starters because I wanted to catch the end of this game. So guess what? I'm not making no chicken for him. I only made chicken for me and Kelly.
So would he prefer? Because clearly in the beginning of your relationship, he was so excited about you cooking. So would he prefer you to still make him something so the option for the food is still there for him?
Girl, no, because he's not going to eat that.
No, it's a little bit of both because I enjoyed the food that was where you were cooking, like even though it was repetitive.
Girl, tacos, he would come home tacos, like, ooh.
Taco Monday, Taco Tuesday, Taco Wednesday, turkey burger Wednesday.
Taco every day.
Taco Friday, ooh, pizza.
I love weekends. Tacos.
So, no, but when she was doing that, I saw the fruits of the labor. I was losing weight. I felt good. Started buying different clothes.
Okay, so, no, you want to talk facts? Let's talk facts. He lost weight because I wouldn't allow him in the kitchen. I didn't let him cook. Like, am I lying?
No, you're right.
I didn't let him cook. I cooked everything. He did not cook at all. He did not go in the kitchen. Every time he did, I used to be like, why? Because he'd scratch up my pots. He felt like he still do. He was not allowed in the kitchen. But then during the pandemic, when I caught COVID, I was down. We ended up moving to my grandma's house. And I was shook. I wouldn't come out the room. He used to be like, did you even open the window to like get some sunlight? Like I was shook. I was real shook. And he started doing some cooking. And in that process, he learned to cook for me because Steve would cook for himself for me. So he wouldn't make food the way I liked it. He made food the way he liked it for me. And I used to be like, I don't want this.
So
I don't want
these
runny eggs. He did. He got better. So I started, and for the lack of a better word, and I'm not saying that I'm his mama, none, I started to allow him to cook more often. And as he did, here he go. I had a taste for some pork chop. Got a taste for a hamburger. He comes.
Stuff that you don't,
I don't eat beef and pork. So he would come home with all this shit that I hadn't bought or cooked in God knows when, and now he trying to blame it on me that I don't cook, that he gained weight. No, you gained weight because you started cooking more with all that motherfucking butter your ass used. And I...
Butter just tastes so much better.
So I guess it's important to understand what we like most about each other so we can continue to... grow in that and find new things that we like about each other. Because I'll say that what I learned, I like how assertive my husband has become. And I can tell that happens because I've watched him blossom. I've watched him become more confident in himself as a middle-aged man. Because we're, you know, in real life, we are middle-aged. Yeah, so we're growing up together. And so I'm watching him grow into... a better person, and I always looked at him like father, husband, but I'm watching him be a better person, mm-hmm. and seeing him assert himself and be more strong and in that capacity, I like him more for that. Gotcha. And so when I look at all the qualities that I looked for in him, in the beginning, that wasn't one of them that I was looking for, and that's something that I didn't even know I needed. And I need that as this version of myself.
So husband and wife, this is what you need, but as boyfriend and girlfriend, right. It was different.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I can understand
that. I'm going to get a treat for that.
I can understand and appreciate that. Like, that's huge.
Right.
Yep. I'm going to get a treat for that later.
Because I feel like the biggest issue, or I won't even say biggest issue, but one of the issues that a lot of couples the reason why they don't make it is because they don't grow together. So either one person grows and the other one stands still, or as they grow apart. Because what happens is they're not growing together. They're not spending time together. They're not getting to know each other again. Because you got to get to know each other. Because I'm not who I was 4 or 5 years ago. I'm somebody different than I should be. As I grow, I'm going to turn into somebody different. And the same thing for my husband. So we have to continue to get to know each other as we grow, or we will grow apart.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, this was a great conversation we had today.
Absolutely.
I think it was very fruitful.
It was.
I'm in love again.
What she's saying is she hated that nigga when she walked in here. She loving that nigga when she leaves. Right. I mean, you know.
I mean, just after the trip we just had, she shouldn't have no complaints.
I ain't got no complaints.
He say she put it down. I mean, he say he put it down. They went to Cancun.
Right.
We just go.
Birthday.
Y'all just came back from Cancun.
Yep.
Sure.
It was great.
It was amazing.
Puerto Morales.
Was a birthday gift or?
He ain't gonna take it as a gift. I'm gonna call it a birthday gift.
No, it wasn't a birthday gift. I like gifts that I can hold in my hand.
You can hold these memories. You can hold disagree. This sand.
She, my old lady say we go going out of town. So when we first started, a couple months in, she went to the Bahamas on a cruise.
Yeah,
that was A1.
So one of my love languages is gifts.
Gifts. Oh,
I like gifts.
Oh well, if that's
next time I'm gonna print the ticket. I'm gonna print the ticket, put it in the envelope, and be like,
"It was a gift."
That's what I'm gonna do next time.
It was still a gift.
It was a gift.
I mean,
I didn't expect her to give me anything because we did just come back from Cancun, even though, you know, it wasn't just all on her.
So what's he doing? You got him something still?
He looking for something.
Bro, if you could have saw her face,
like, I mean, should I not?
Hey, wrap this up, bro. I don't
Wait, I bought her a house and she was still looking for something.
He is not gonna let the fact that he bought you a house go. He's like Mark, not like, never gonna let.
I bought her. I bought her a house and a car in the same day.
He is not never letting go. The fact same day.
I mean,
you gonna say that 2 years from now?
Nah. After this year, I can't say it.
You can't say it. Okay.
I can't say it.
So you get your feelings in right now?
Yeah, hey, I got
your birthday all month after that. You just.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. I'm sure somebody else bought a car the same day they closed on their house.
But not for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That was amazing.
I just fuck her. I love you.
Okay.
Just fuck her. I love you.
Got it. Okay. Yes. That's husband stuff right there.
So the question is, does he pay that out of his account or the joint account?
My car note?
No, the house.
The house?
Yeah.
Joint.
Oh, that's house money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
house money is house money come from house money.
House money come from house money. All right. It's been real. It's been fun. I can actually say it's been real fun.
Really fun.
And we didn't argue.
We did not. It was another successful podcast, and we appreciate everybody who listened. Absolutely. So thank you, and continue to listen to the Overstood Podcast. It's been us, and we are out.
Deuces.
Overstooders, it's XL. Look, for sponsorship opportunities, hit us at Overstood Podcast on every social media outlet that you could possibly think of. We are waiting for you and waiting for you to come sponsor whatever the product is that you have. Get at us.